East Coast Radio News Watch. The truth verified.
Legal analyst says the case against Duduzile Zuma Sambudla is unprecedented and might be difficult for the state to prove. The MK Party MP and daughter of former President Jacob Zuma is accused of inciting the violence that broke out during the 2021 July unrest through several social media posts on her X account. The 11-day trial on terrorism-related charges begins in the Durban High Court today. Zuma Sambudla insists she's being targeted. Mpumelelo Zikalala from Zikalala Attorneys says the state will have to work hard to prove its case. He's been speaking to Newswatch outside court.
Proof, because what is written down on your social media, we must then be able to prove that after reading it, I was incited or was motivated to go and loot. Now, if you look at the nature of the tweets, there's no identification of a building or a name or a particular entity. It's just a tweet which is on its own. But that should be the job of the state to say, this is the evidence that we have. We need to punish you for that.
Sikilana says there's also a technical aspect to the state's case.
This is a tweet that came from my account. We've been able to preserve that evidence. There's proof that it hasn't been tampered with. And then the second part, the incitement part of it, which for me would be a bit of a difficult one. So we may see a lot of expert witnesses which are going to come through in the preservation of the evidence and interpretation of what has been stated. And I do not think they'll be able to finish it within these 10 days.
Life Saving South Africa is urging municipalities to review their safety plans ahead of the busy holiday season. Organisations Daya Sudat says they're concerned about recent reports of drownings at beaches and public swimming areas. He says with holidaymakers expected to start flocking to the coast in a few weeks, municipalities need to shift their planning mindset to focus on prevention. He says while they acknowledge the safety measures being rolled out by local authorities, communities remain vulnerable in the weeks leading up to the holiday period.
We call on municipalities to do more by deploying professional and seasonal lifeguards much earlier in the season, extend lifeguard patrols to cover more areas during the warmer months, erect visible safety signage, and communicate safety advisories the year round.
Sudat says beach safety isn't only the responsibility of lifeguards.
Life Saving South Africa also calls on bathers to only swim where and when lifeguards are on duty. Due to rip currents developing at any time of day and night, Life Saving South Africa warns bathers not to enter the ocean if there are no lifeguards on duty at that particular beach.
In Gauteng, a fire has ripped through an informal settlement on the East Rand, killing five people. Ekurhuleni emergency officials say the family members were sleeping when the flames spread to their house in the Steve Biko informal settlement before midnight. Spokesperson William Ntladi says a teenager survived. The cause of the blaze isn't yet known.
A teenager of about 19 years old survived with no injuries because apparently his shack was built a couple of meters away from the main house.
And a prison riot in Ecuador has left at least 31 people dead. Authorities say they're still trying to establish the details after gunfire and explosions were heard coming from inside the complex in Machala yesterday. Elite police teams who regained control after the riot broke out haven't confirmed whether the violence was linked to tensions between rival gangs. The violence is believed to be connected to plans to move some inmates into a new maximum security prison in another province. Another look at our lead story. A legal analyst says the case against Duduzile Zuma Sambudla is unprecedented and might be difficult for the state to prove. That's it from the East Coast Radio News Watch team for now. I'm Natara Nadesan.